Coin noodling is what all the Gen Zers up on the GC are doing, apparently, and it's being met with mixed reactions. So coin noodling, some TikTokers are filming themselves and explaining that young people should be doing this. It's an easy way to make bank. They go to those ATMs. Usually they are part of banks. I don't know if standalone ones do this, but they go with a bunch of notes. So this one TikToker has about $1,000 worth of notes. He's obviously saved his Christmas money. And he converts and he converts it into coins. You know how a lot of those like business ATMs can do it for you? So you give it notes and it'll give you coins.
Oh, you want all those coins?
Yeah, exactly. So small business owners would be like, yes, I need coins for change. But otherwise, the everyday person, why do we need coins? You want almost the reverse. You take coins you've collated and switch it the other way. But no, he puts about $1,000 worth of notes in, spits out the bundles of $2 coins.
Yeah.
He noodles through these like, you know, stack of coins to find rare and commemorative ones that are actually worth more than $2.
Ah.
So just in this one little experiment, he pulls out a couple of $2 coins that some of them are worth $110 on their own.
What?
Yes, yes. I found like some firefighter commemorative one and then one that's quite old and it has some color on it, like some red.
Oh yeah, I've seen
red on
ones.
It, which apparently is worth much more than $2. I think that one was worth $145.
Oh, I think I put that one in a vending machine.
No, Billy, no.
Hey, at least you got your Snickers.
I'm sure it was delicious.
It really satisfied.
Yes, but it would have gone, obviously, within a couple bites.
I don't know, they just gave away commemorative coins still. I thought, you know, you sort of knew when they were out and they come around for a little bit.
No,
and
you
go,
can buy a dollar coin at the post office right now for $3.
That seems counterintuitive.
A commemorative, an alphabet one.
And
you can get each letter, so you can get all the letters of the alphabet.
You got
it. Can't say I've ever gone to a post office and tried to buy a coin.
I can't say I've ever looked at my $2 or $1 coins very closely. I'm going to start now, though.
Because famously, when Gilly gets coins, he just goes, oh, change, and throws it on the ground. Because he doesn't like carrying change at all.
Not only is he, like, loves to litter, but also I'm not jingling around.
Oh, this is gross. Coins.
So I vote, Ducko, we go through Gilly's jar here.
Oh, he's got so many.
That's
his ex-jar.
When Gilly mentions
ex.
The ex-girlfriend, we make him pay a gold coin
That's
donation.
That's a great idea.
We should coin noodle.
Oh, hold on. I can see an Anzac $1 in here.
Oh,
guys.
My God. I see some colour. That's some blue on that coin there.
Yes. We could make a fortune.
So this is the Olympic team from 2020.
Oh, that might be a bit too recent.
Hold
but anyway.
Hold on to it, though.
Go through your coins. Maybe don't be annoying like this guy, because a lot of, small business owners in the Gold Coast are like, we can't get any coins for our change, you know, our cash register. Please stop doing this. A lot of people are like, go get a job. You're wasting your time. Whereas other people are going, he's not hurting anyone. Yeah, okay, he's taking coins. But he gives the rest back that aren't worth anything and just switch them back over at the bank teller. So coin noodling.
We've got a World War II peace one in here too.
World 1939
War II to 1945.
That might be worth more than $2.
I didn't realize that coins could be worth stuff like this.
I know, right?
This has changed the game.
Noodling. So thank you to the young ones of the Gold Coast. Someone commented being like, I've got coins from 1988 that are worth 10 grand nowadays.
What?
You could have a $2 coin worth 10 grand.
Hold on to your coins, guys.
That's right. And noodle through them.
Noodle through them.
Mm.
Unless, of course,
Gilly's noodling
cashless.
As we speak.
Yeah. Centenary of the Girl Guides as well.
Oh, that was
the commemorative coin.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I wonder how much that'll be worth. Yeah.
Probably even $1.10.
Maybe even $1.10. It's worth more than the $1.
We'll leave you to it, Gilly.
Noodle away, darling.
No, you keep
there
on
are heaps in here.
Yeah, yeah.
The centenary of scouting.
He's gone off all his over there.
Okay.
He's actually so excited.
Yeah, he's going off because he's realizing how much money, or is he just remembering all the X's he's mentioned while he noodles through the coins?